Hello, everyone, and welcome to another CineQuest Reviews. Today, we are continuing our scary movies. It's not like we ever stop, but it's October, so we want to make sure that we keep with this theme.
Yeah.
You know, let's stay scary, let's stay spooky. And considering we have been watching a lot of possession films, we're continuing with that theme as well. It was not deliberate to do that.
No, it actually just fucking happened. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
So we are going to be reviewing The Exorcist Believer. So, Exorcist Believer, basically this movie starts off with following one family.
Right.
I don't remember the name of the girl.
I don't either.
Let me see. What is the girl's name?
It's
Victor Fielding is the dad,
right.
And his wife Serene.
Serene.
Is blessed by a voodoo practitioner.
Right.
Said that she will, you know, people are saying like voodoo's bad, but I mean like, is she protected?
They're
doing a protection kind of spell, you know?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with any of that stuff. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of it folds in modern Catholicism. Into like a lot of the saints that they worship and stuff, I believe, are
it's
also like,
it's based in Catholicism.
They sort of melded it in with their own.
Don't
with their
we're
own
not we're not experts. We're just
no.
We're kind of just like
enthusiasts.
Yeah, we're enthusiasts, but we're gathering from like random things that we've heard over time.
Yeah,
and we don't mind being corrected. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's whatever. If you got If you got something to say, say it, and I'll listen.
It follows Angela, which is the daughter of Victor and Serene,
mm-hmm.
and this other girl named Catherine, I believe. And these two little girls go off into the woods one day, and mm-hmm. they disappear for 3 days. And then they end up showing they're found in a barn.
Possessed.
They're found in a barn, and apparently they're possessed. And that's basically it.
Yeah, they got no recollection of those past 3 days, and... There's really nothing complicated about this. It's a very, very simplistic plot, like as simple as it gets. I mean, the best part is obviously, you know, towards the end where they actually start trying to perform, and I emphasis on trying to perform that exorcism on the two little girls.
I don't know if you knew this, Roland, but this movie was directed. Well, Jason Blum is a producer from Blumhouse.
Right.
And we also have, who wrote this story? Is Scott Teens, Danny McBride, and David Gordon Green.
Yeah, so the guys that worked on the last Halloween trilogy.
Which I wasn't aware of initially going into this.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? It kind of
shows
that, I guess.
So I like that they, you know, are writing, you know, that they write horror. It just sucks.
I will say Jordan Peele, they are not.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not Jordan Peele.
I'm glad that they show enthusiasm for horror, you know, obviously, because otherwise, why the fuck would you be doing this? But the problem I have is that just, I don't know, I think it's boring. This movie, like, bored the living shit out of me for the most part.
I wouldn't say it was boring. I was interested in the story. When the girls went missing, and up until the point that the exorcism or the possession actually took the forefront of the movie.
Yeah, but we were laughing at like certain things about the fact that like...
Well, right. I mean, because it's funny. It's funny.
To listen to all these little girls say filthy fucking things or whatever, talking about...
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing, is that I feel that they were trying to grab at that kind of like blasphemy.
Mm.
It's really weird to hear... little girls say these kinds of shit mm-hmm. because
the shock factor.
Yeah, in The Exorcist, she said some wild ass shit.
Right.
And that at the time could have traumatized the audience members, you know, because I mean
very
sensitive Catholics in the audience, you know.
Oh yeah.
And who's watching this? I mean, people like us, you know, mm-hmm. who like horror, who are not necessarily believers in the sense.
Yep.
So it's all kind of silly.
Right.
You know,
to us. So
and it continues on with the kind of the possession films that we've seen, Pope's Exorcist. And we saw, what else did we see?
Oh, hell. It was
we saw The Exorcist 2.
Right.
That one was bad.
And the third one, which actually was pretty cool.
The third one was cool.
But for only one reason.
But the thing is that film takes, we'll talk about that in a minute or in a little while.
The Nun 2.
The Nun 2 was also, the other one. That was bad.
Yeah,
that was bad.
That was fucking dumb.
But they all kind of have this kind of thing where they always have to show. The person all cut up and mm-hmm. like their voice changing, yeah, and all this kind of stuff. I think the last time these possession films was done right was The Exorcism of Emily Rose. Mm. I really like that movie.
I don't think I ever watched that one.
I mean, it's based on true events. You know?
Is that the one where she's like, she's like in a barn at one point, and like she starts saying all the names of like the different demons. And, okay, and I did see that one. And I like that part.
I like that one.
I thought that was cool, actually.
I think that movie has a different like take on possession film, like the possession.
Yeah.
But these kind of become too formulaic, you know?
Right.
There's a kid who's possessed, and then someone has to come in to save them. Mm-hmm. It's usually a priest or something. And they struggle to get out the words of their exorcist rites or whatever they are. And nothing really happened. I did like the ending of this film. I won't spoil that because I'm glad they did what they did, you know, because I don't like happy endings necessarily.
Yeah, that stuff's annoying. It's all really cheesy.
And I feel they kind of shoehorn the bringing back of the quote unquote legacy character and the mom, mm-hmm, from the first one. I think Chris is her name in the movie. And I was under the impression whenever they actually interact with the possessed girl slash demon,
right?
That we have a returning of Pazuzu from the first one, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought too.
But apparently, that's not the case.
No, and I mean, so when we were also watching this, I don't actually remember seeing any flashes of actual, you know, like a demon itself or whatever kind of thing. You know, I think we did. Maybe there was like a real
quick.
I think
in the ending they did that. I think
it could have been in the ending. I'm not sure, but yeah, like I sent this to you the other day when we found apparently the demon in this one like we said, it's not Pazuzu. It's some other one called Lamashtu.
Right.
Which it's another. You know, thing with fucking Mesopotamian, within Mesopotamian mythology. It's just some other silly demon thing. But the picture...
silly demons.
The picture of it was pretty fucking crazy, and it seemed like a waste to me that they would do that and not include it, because it looked kind of cool. I'm trying to find that article I sent to you. Where was it? Because yeah, like it looked like it was just a waste for them not to throw that in there. Like it was like an old hag, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Which I was like, oh, Ray's gonna love this.
Oh, because it says that saggy tits. And it did.
Yeah.
It did. Or does.
Does. It's got wings, big old saggy boobies, it's got like three eyes. Apparently it devours children. So I mean that tracks as far as this movie goes.
I just feel that a lot of the things they were trying to do in this film, it could have been a lot better than what it ended up being.
Yeah, I think it was
a waste.
I thought it was mediocre. Like it had a lot of potential.
It is better than it is. First of all, it's better than Exorcist 2.
Jesus Christ! One. Yes.
Secondly, it's better. It's way better than any of the other possession films that we've seen.
Yeah, yeah, easily.
I thought the girls who were possessed did a really good job.
They did.
They really tried to sell that possession, and mm-hmm, I think they did a good job with that, with what they had.
Yeah.
I found some of the acting of the adults, either they were deliberately naive going into their possession thing, because none of them really stood up like strong. Mm-hmm. They were all weak. That's what I saw. Like everyone was just weak. Mm-hmm. They couldn't face up to a demon, even though they attempted to.
Yeah. No matter what culture it was, which I thought was funny.
Well, yeah, they brought in different denominations, and they all couldn't do shit.
Nope.
The one thing I thought was hilarious was the main pastor, who was really really good at collecting money.
Mm. Aren't they all?
He resorted to just the Our Father. I'm like, you know, that basic ass prayer. You're doing this basic ass prayer in this scenario, man. Where is it from your guts? You know, like let's improv this. You should be able, as a man of God on the pulpit, speak in your tongues, mm-hmm, and get that shit out of there. But no, he resorted to maybe it was just nerves, maybe it was stage fright. He couldn't bring himself to come up with the words. He could not, or maybe there was a cloud over the area that they were doing the possession.
Yep.
And the Holy Spirit just couldn't fucking punch through, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what happened. That's what I'm assuming.
Works for me. I mean, like,
I did like, which was found funny, was that during possession scene, like, again, I don't want to spoil too much, but whenever the priest comes in and like the kind of the heroic music follows him.
Yeah.
And we won't say anything else after that, but we laughed.
I did think it was interesting, like, again, with them bringing in the, you know, the previous cast from the, you know.
Yeah, but they did that really quick, though.
They did.
Like, it really didn't have any impact.
It was a cool little twist that they had with it, but only in the sense because it was just, like, amusing to us, you know, to see what sort of happened. Not that it was, like, good writing or actually, you know. Well, it was probably one of the better parts of the movie.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like,
we did kind of laugh, though.
We did laugh.
It wasn't. And,
but, I mean, what exactly are we trying to go for here with this person? You know, like, this person was probably, like, was supposed to give, like, more of a...
There she is.
Again, have more of a punch when it came to this possession story.
Mm-hmm.
But she was just like, oh, yeah, I wrote a book. This film could have been easily another just regular possession movie, even not even associated with the Exorcist movies.
Yeah.
But it seems like they did the same thing they did with Exorcist 3, was that they just tagged on the Exorcist title in order to get people to come and watch it.
Yep.
Because, I mean, I don't remember the gross or the worldwide gross of, like, any of these, The Nun 2 or Pope's Exorcist or anything like that, or The Exorcism of God or... Pray of the Devil, whatever the fuck it was called.
Yeah.
I don't know if these made much money, but
this one
at this point
did.
This has made $90.2 million $30 million budget.
Right. I read that it didn't, like, do as well as the fucking studios were hoping, which I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
It would have done worse. It would have done worse with this initial slated release date, which was supposed to be last week.
Oh.
But the reason they moved it, because it would have gone up against the Swifties. Because apparently that Taylor Swift movie is, like, fucking kicking ass.
Yeah, I guess I've heard sort of different things in that, like, it's a decent substitute for the poorers who can't afford Swiftie concerts to just go to see that instead.
For sure,
I'm like, okay.
That's, well, I mean, I've seen a bunch of, like, clips of people actually, like, dancing in the fucking theater and shit. Like, they're actually getting up and singing along. Like, that's the kind of, like, experience you're having in there. I mean, when we were watching this, we were sitting there slouched in our luxury loungers.
What we should have done was when the kids were possessed, stood up and started clapping.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Woo! Yeah! If someone died, we were like, yes! We'd be like, totally fuck yes!
High five for Satan!
The devil rules. The devil rules.
Waiting for a sequel. Come on back.
Bring back Reagan. Bring back Reagan. Bring back Reagan.
We should have had fucking I Heart Reagan fucking t-shirts. it could have been fun.
No, not Ronald Reagan, you fucks.
Yeah, get that shit out of here. We're talking about the hot one.
But you know what's hilarious is that, like, it's not really a spoiler because, I mean, if you look on the cast, like, her name's fucking on there.
Yeah.
She's going to pop up at some point. Mm-hmm. And again, they could have literally cut all those scenes out and it wouldn't have made a difference.
It would not.
At all.
Nope. They were cameos at best.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were like those, I mean, it pains me to say this, is that, like, the Jurassic World Dominion was the last one that they did.
Yeah. Oh, with, like, the fucking, where they had
the legacy characters coming.
Yeah.
I thought they were a waste, and they had more to do in that film than the legacy characters coming into this film.
Yes.
Right? I mean, there was a backstory. Again, there could have been a lot more done with it, but...
God, it would have been so much better, too, like, to work with those two actors.
But I think personally, at this point, David Gordon Green is, like... He's playing this comedic thing on everyone whenever he does these horror movies, is that everyone's going in expecting something, and he's just like... Fuck all y'all. I'm going to do whatever I want. And then Danny McBride is in the back going like, big ass titties. You know, like, just bombing us with some random ass shit that nobody expected. Yeah. And they're like, people like it if they don't fuck them. I don't know.
Suck it.
What was it? Oh, Pineapple Express and Your Highness. Yeah. I like those movies.
Yeah.
You know, those are funny.
Those are pretty funny,
movies.
Actually. Also, Your Highness was, I think, considered another flop.
Oh, yeah. It was a flop. It's still hilarious.
It was fucking hilarious. Damn. Absolutely.
I think that was the first time they brought out like the centaur with the fucking huge cock.
Yeah.
And then they brought back that demon in This Is the End with the huge penis.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the demon, the demon that's a giant and that has a huge penis, and then the demon that fucks Jonah Hill has a huge penis too. So they always throw in like a fucking beast with a huge penis.
Yeah, so yeah, he's got a tell. He has a preference. Yeah. Funnily enough, though, I mean, yeah, I wonder if Your Highness would have been the first possession movie he worked on.
Because that really wasn't possession.
Yeah, no, it was. What's her face? Zooey Deschanel's character, I think. Remember?
Oh, right.
She gets like demon. Yeah, and she gets like hotter when she starts using that demon voice because she's like,
Well, maybe that's what gave him the go-ahead or like the credentials to make this fucking movie. Your Highness, they did Your Highness. I mean, they can obviously do this.
So. I had just forgotten, but there are two sequels planned for this.
See, I don't know that that's some old news because I thought they were supposed to like they're saying, oh, you can't have this anymore.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, like,
but if it's in contract, maybe. Oh man, he can fuck with this. The rest of these other two sequels.
Maybe, like, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I guess he moved on from the last trilogy into another one. And if they lock him in for that, I mean, well, I'll watch him. Fuck it.
I mean, I'll watch him too.
Right? Yeah. And then we'll go back and pick up.
I will say that I might not like them, but you know, I'll watch them.
And then when all three come out, you can go get the Steelbook.
And I'll be like, ooh, I hate purchase this. I hate purchase this shit. They're gonna combine him with like the original Part 3.
Oh my god!
And then like, because this one apparently
he blasphemes.
This is supposed to be a direct sequel to the first one because they bypass the second one because that has nothing to do with anything.
Nope, forget about it. It's basically Season of the Witch. We're just didn't happen.
Season of the Witch is better, right?
Absolutely.
Let's not compare the two.
But I'm talking about in the sense of the continuity. All right, I don't mean like that movie is fucking hilarious.
I was like, let's not compare the two at all, please.
Struck a nerve.
Yes, right. I love Season of the Witch. Right? No, let's not compare to the fucking two.
It is Exorcist 2, movie.
Season of the Witch. No, sorry.
Yeah, I have it. I have it around here on DVD somewhere. It was worth it.
Back to Exorcist Believer. Again, I did. The girls did a great job.
Yeah, they did.
The acting was okay. The adults were kind of meh.
They
were very not effective.
They're stereotypes.
But they weren't effective at all.
Right. Like, yes. Also, and that's the same thing. Just another stereotype. Yep. You're useless.
I did enjoy the ending because it was kind of like half happy ending, half not. So that was cool.
I kind of wonder if he does end up going through with the sequels, if he'll end up bringing back the demon for this, and maybe they'll find a way to tie them together or some such.
Maybe Pazuzu in this Lamp of Lackey or whatever the fuck it's called. were like they have like a lore that they had children or something.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that. I don't know.
I was trying to think about, so so in the beginning, you know, how we were talking about that priestess getting her pregger baby, you know, blessed. Like, I didn't see the point of that in the beginning. I actually thought that, oh, this is where you're going to bring in the Pazuzu possession, you know, kind of like from before.
Well, no, see, like, you see, you're ignorant. You're ignorant, right? Just because the Haitian person blessed the I mean, I saw it as like they were going to be blessed and that was going to play a role in later on, which it does, kind of.
It does, kind of, but it's also like, why? You know, I don't know.
Again, that's kind of like the writing you're getting with this. It's kind of these little.
I'm trying to picture big ass titties writing this. So they go and she gets blessed in Haiti, and she's really happy.
Danny McBride?
Yeah.
I was just like, the demon's writing this thing. No, Danny McBride and David Gordon Green sitting there laughing, drinking it up, smoking weed. And then they're like writing the shit. I'm like, they're gonna buy the shit out of this one for sure.
Oh yeah, it's just the fucking
clickety clack 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 type 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 type.
It's time to print some money, bitches. I mean, I don't know. Like, as far as I can tell, it's if they made three times back their fucking money, it's a success to me. It's like whatever, you know. So, and I don't hate this movie. Like I think it was just kind of like another
it was just
possession
whatever.
Movie, you know.
But I mean I didn't have as much disdain for this as I did for like Pope's Exorcist was just funny bad.
Yes.
And then, like, The Nun was just annoyingly bad.
Yeah, very annoyingly bad. Poorly written.
Again, better than the first one, which I walked out of that film. I saw the whole thing, but I hated it.
Yeah.
And I was angry that I saw it. So much so that I went to go watch the second one, like, when it came out.
Yeah.
But
I was so angry, I never watched it. I started with the second one. I still haven't watched the first one.
But that's what I'm here for. I watch all the bad shit. I mean, I go alone to watch some of this shit. I know you wouldn't do that on some certain movies. I know you did that with the trilogy for Halloween.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that was entertaining.
It was. It was the first time I'd ever gone to the theater by myself. Oh, I never do that. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go watch this shit. Like, yeah. Nobody's going to stop me. And it was all right. I mean, I had a pretty good time.
So I personally, overall, for this film, would you recommend someone go watch it in the theater or just wait till it streams?
Wait till it streams. Wait till it streams. Because, like, this isn't a good thing that I'm thinking of, but, like, the slow burn in this one is different from the way the first Exorcist movies burn. This one, like, it's... I don't know. It annoys me more, I guess, because there's less exposition, sort of. Less, like, descriptions or whatever I want to say. And it's more about, like, just how the family feels. And, you know, they're like, oh, my daughter.
I'm more interested in them trying to, like, the thrills, the investigation. I like that part of the film more than the Exorcist part of it. Because, I mean, if they could have tied in the Exorcist part a little bit more seamlessly instead of, like,
It just seemed like they threw it in there, right? Yeah, like at the end,
it's
you know?
It's like the second half of the movie is just, or like, I would say like the third act.
Yeah.
They just go like, it's a slow, and then they find the girls and then boom, exorcism, like right away.
Right, yeah.
And there's no really build up to it to where like,
no,
it's anticipated.
Like, right. It's like we need to prepare. We need to like do all this and this and this. And they basically do that in like an hour or some shit, you know, to set up or whatever the hell. And then,
but like even in the first one, again, there's a slow build up, but you see the gradual, and there's a bit of fear and terror.
Yeah.
Building
there's,
up, you know,
I guess there's more atmosphere to that. Like I can feel more just like of this build up, you know, to this crazy shit. In this one, it's like, it's not so much of a build up to me. It's just like inevitable. I'm just like, all right, when the fuck are you going to get to the exorcism, guys? Like, you know, are they done shitting themselves? Oh, no? Okay, well, just...
But if you think about it, if you're like comparing it to like the writing style of these guys, is that that's compared... I saw kind of like a Halloween Ends kind of thing.
Yeah.
Whenever there's like a buildup of like other characters and stuff, and then at the end, boom, Michael Myers and...
I feel like
it just happened so quickly. Like,
right.
Like, I feel like, oh, we don't know what to do just yet. Maybe the film would have been even longer.
Oh, my gosh.
And they got to go cut it down for time, so they have to into this part.
How long was this one, dude?
Jump into the exorcism way faster than they should have.
111 minutes. That's not too bad. But it did,
maybe if they had thrown in, like, an extra, like, a little bit, like an hour 30 to, like, just really bring out a lot of that stuff, maybe,
like,
that would have helped.
A bit more 15, backstory, 15, 20 you know? More like,
maybe
it
would have helped.
Like... This backstory that we even talked about, the demon or whatever, none of that's mentioned in the fucking movie. It's just like a thing. Like, oh, angry. Like, is that you, Pazuzu? Like,
well, because I thought it was Pazuzu, because whenever the mother comes back and speaks to the possessed girl, she's like, oh, I know you.
Right, yes.
So we're thinking as Exorcist fans, like, hey,
it's like,
Pazuzu's back.
Right, you know? That's what we're thinking. Exactly. And it's like, no.
It's not it, apparently.
And they don't tell you. And I that kind of annoys me a little bit, because I like that. I like the lore. I like the backstory. You know, I want to know more about how that whole develops. Like, okay, you just walk into the fucking forest, and then boom, that's it.
Maybe they give like the second one's gonna be a prequel to the sequel.
Oh fuck! Another prequel. Oh.
Well, because we have the other prequels, which is that beginning / Dominion one, and then we have this one, and then to give us more exposition on this, maybe the girl's older, and then they throw in some backstory on that. Who knows? It would be really annoying.
Maybe she's gonna go the girl in the sequel. She's gonna go to Haiti or something,
right?
And like meet.
She's gonna find the lady that blessed her mom.
Maybe.
And then the.
And
then the lady gets possessed.
Right. And she turns into Saggy a demon titty. Yeah, and then our fantasies begin. Finally.
Finally.
Right. I don't know.
So, I mean, we just basically said, wait till streaming.
Yeah.
It's not a terrible movie.
It's not it's, a terrible movie, but...
I did enjoy it for what it was. But would I watch it again? Probably not.
No.
But I don't regret watching it.
No, yeah. Like, it's...
It's got it, good... It has
got,
moments,
it's got know, some it good moments, moments in there. It's got some good moments. And, I mean, again, I do like sort of the little funny twists on the cameos. As far as the endings go, including the cameos, I like we both called that shit, you know, as we were sitting there like, oh, it's gonna end like this, or oh, it's gonna, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Credits, you know. But yeah.
Not I mean, a bad that, movie. That's as much as we can talk about without giving too much.
Yeah, I mean, like, we don't want to do that. It's there's no point to it anyways. It's the basics. This is a fucking, you know, it's a possession story, so... What are you expecting here, you know?
Possess the children.
Aliens?
They're
and
easy.
Shit?
They're easy.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get those little suckers, right? I want to see you go after a fucking, like, a ripped-ass, like, bodybuilder or some shit, you know? You'd be like, I flex for the Lord or some stupid shit, you know?
You think of that guy from fucking Dead Alive, the priest. You know what I'm talking about, right? The I kick ass for the Lord.
Yeah. Oh no! I was
gonna bring that guy back. Bring that guy back.
Yeah.
I guess that's it for us. Make sure if you like this video, please like and subscribe. We have many more videos coming up. I mean, Halloween, the rest of the year, whatever.
Yeah.
More reviews. So we'll see you next time.
Peace.